Our text is taken from the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, verses 32 and 3. Now, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. This is God's word. Dear fellow redeemed, in our text for today, Jesus is talking about the end of the world, the last day, judgment day, sometimes known as his second coming. And in the verses preceding our text, he's identified some of the signs that will occur before that end draws near. He says there will be earthquakes, famines, wars, rumors of war. And in the verses following our text, Jesus speaks to us and says, you better be ready for this. He says it's going to come with a great suddenness. And when it does happen, this end of the world, there's going to be a separation between the believers in Jesus and the unbelievers. And then will come the final disposition of every single human soul. And to teach us about this, Jesus gives an illustration from nature. He says, in the spring, when the leaves come out, you know that summer is coming. Now, the emerging leaves don't raise the temperature. They don't warm the days of summer. Those emerging leaves are only evidence that a process is in play, a process of nature that was established when time itself began, and a process which is continuing even today. And in the same way, Jesus is saying to us, God himself started something long ago, and it is continuing even today, and it will continue until God concludes it. And guess what? You're right in the middle of that process. Here's what God started. Something pretty simple, really. He started to save the world. God's good creation had gone bad on him. Adam and Eve had disobeyed God. They'd given in to temptation, and they spoiled the Garden of Eden. And when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they introduced a whole new concept, a whole new reality to this world. It was the reality of being separated from God, being apart from God now because of sin. And every single human being following Adam and Eve has experienced that separation from God. And every one of us gives evidence of that separation by our sins of thought, word, and deed. And so, God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from that lost condition, to bring us back to God again. He sent Jesus Christ to be a real human being, just like one of us, and to live a perfect life in our place, to give God a sinless representation of all the rest of humanity, to do right what every other person in the world has done wrong, to be actually a righteous person. And God accepted that righteousness of Jesus Christ on behalf of the whole world, and on that basis, he credited the righteousness of Christ, the innocence, the perfection of Christ, to the account of all the world. And not only that, but God shifted mankind's guilt over sin from our shoulders over to the shoulders of Jesus Christ and sent him to the cross to be the substitute sacrifice paying for that sin. And once the world's sin had been punished, God forgave it. God's goal in all this was to reestablish the relationship that had been ruined in the Garden of Eden, to set the stage for a reunion in heaven. And he sent Jesus to do that so that when this world ends, God's children can go home to him. And that process is continuing at this very moment. And just as when the leaves come out and summer is coming, there isn't anything that you and I can do to hasten that or control it or prevent it. In the very same way, God's process is in play now. God's plan is being carried out. And there is nothing that you and I can do to control that. It is beyond us. It's God's business. And it's going to happen exactly the way he says it's going to happen. There's going to be an end of the world. And there's going to be a judgment and a separation between believers and unbelievers. And there's going to be an eternal life. Some will be with God forever. Some will be apart from him forever. Now, where do you come in on this? Well, before you even existed, God knew you. And he looked at you and he saw you exactly the way you really are. And he loved you in spite of that. And he chose you to be his own. And he brought you to faith during your lifetime through the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. For most of you, I suspect that happened when you were baptized. But this is your part in God's plan for the world. He brought you to faith so that you could share with Jesus in all the blessings that Christ won for us. And God promised to keep you in your faith and to nourish it and strengthen it. And he does that today through the preaching of the gospel like this, through the sacrament of the altar, through the continuing announcement of the forgiveness of your sins whenever you repent. And God promises that through the means of grace, he's going to keep you in your faith until the time comes when he closes your eyes for the last time. Then what? Then you wake up and you find yourself at the right side of Jesus Christ. It will be Judgment Day. And when that day is over, you will be safe in heaven forever. So here we are. The semester is coming to a close. And the calendar year is coming to a close. And the seasons just roll on, don't they? It's winter. Next will be spring. Then the leaves will come out, and then the warm days of summer will follow. I know, I'm sure looking forward to that already. And in the same way, God's process, God's plan for the world and for you is continuing. First, he sent Jesus to be born in Bethlehem. Then Jesus lived and died and rose again to win forgiveness and to open heaven. Next, God brought you to faith in Jesus Christ and committed himself to keeping you in your faith until you die or until Christ comes back. Next, and last, and forever, heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, by your Son you have revealed to us that heaven and earth shall pass away, that our bodies shall rise again, and that we shall all appear before the judgment seat. We beseech you to keep us in your word by your Holy Spirit. Establish us in the true faith. Graciously defend us from sin and preserve us in all temptations, that our hearts may not be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, but that we may ever watch and pray, fully trusting in your grace. Await with joy the glorious coming of your Son, and at last obtain eternal salvation. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.